Weekday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Giglio, you guys with us. 215-592-9494 on a Football Friday, heading to a big one. Eagles-Bengals coming up on Sunday afternoon. Good morning, Hugh.
Good morning, Joe. Good morning, Philadelphia. Hey, listen. Cabela's is my new favorite store. Cabela's. I went to Cabela's yesterday, and I'm a fan. I don't know how to hunt. I want to kind of learn how to hunt, but Cabela's is like a mini Bucky's to a certain extent. They have like the camo stuff. They got beef jerky.
But with hunting gear.
And they have hunting gear. And they have like guns and stuff.
Yeah, Deep Woods Douglas over here.
Cabela's is my favorite store, man. I went in there yesterday and I just, you know, for a guy, camo is like clutch.
And you're wearing camo today.
Yeah. We were both wearing camo today.
Yeah,
we're
Eagles
wearing Eagles
camo.
Gear. We're all getting ready for the weekend. Cabela's. I was in Cabela's yesterday for about an hour just looking around. I was a little overwhelmed.
Cabela's
so I didn't
is
buy
a cool
anything.
Store. I
yeah,
do like it.
I didn't buy anything, but I wanted to. I need to probably do some research. I need to talk to some of my hunting friends. Fletcher Cox, if you're out there listening, I need to holler at you, man. I need to figure out some – I need to get some hunting
Are you
gear.
Going hunting?
I'm thinking about it. Well, at least I want to at least get, like, a bow and arrow. I always wanted to get a bow and arrow.
To
I didn't
use
know which
or
one
just
to get,
have?
Well, to get to use.
Okay.
To learn how to use. Like, do some target practice, learn how to shoot some targets or whatnot. And a BB gun.
I could see you with that.
Red Ryder BB gun.
I'm going to stay away from you with the bow and arrow until you practice a little bit. That
yeah.
feels like a lot.
Yeah.
All right. We got Hunter Douglas over here. Welcome on in. Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Giglio, and a big one coming up. You know what I want to hunt on Sunday, Hugh?
What you want to hunt on?
Bengals.
Bengals. You want to get some Bengal meat?
Bengal Tigers on Sunday. As we get set for a game that really will be a litmus test for how far the Eagles have come and how much they've improved the last couple weeks. Look, the last 2 weeks have been great. They've beat the Browns. Which was, but they beat him. They beat the Giants, and that was impressive, the way they did it on both sides of the football, especially the offensive side with Saquon and the defensive side shutting them down. Back-to-back games, zero touchdowns allowed. But now, a little step up in competition here. They go to Cincinnati to take on Joe Burrow and the Bengals. They've won two in a row. Their offense is humming right now. Their defense has played better. And Hugh, it comes down to this. Look, do I think the Eagles can win this game? Sure. I mean, they're only a 2.5-point underdog. Their defense has shown big strides the last couple weeks. Saquon Barkley's playing at an all-pro level. Can they win this game? Yeah, and for as good as the Bengals are on paper, they have a losing record right now, right? They didn't get off to a good start this season. They lost at home to the Patriots in week one. You know, they're not perfect. They started off 0-3. I mean, they've had their issues. So they're not a perfect football team by any means. Can the Eagles win? Yeah, I would not be shocked if we come in here Monday and the Eagles pulled this thing off in a close game. Do I expect it, though? I don't. I don't expect it for a couple reasons. One, it's a second straight road game for the Eagles. That makes it more challenging. Two, the Bengals have the quarterback advantage in this game. Joe Burrow's outplaying Jalen Hurts right now, and not by a little bit. He's outplaying him by a lot. And three, I can't trust the Eagles to go beat a good team until I see it. If I see this defense play well against a good team, then I'll start to believe, okay, then the improvements are really real. Hugh, I think they can win. I'm not expecting it, though. Hugh, as we get ready for a big one against Cincinnati, are you expecting an Eagles win?
Yes, I am. I'm telling you why. Because I got a chance. Shout out to ESP because he does great works when he goes over there to the NovaCare Complex, mm-hmm. gets these interviews and everything. These guys are confident. And this is a momentum game. This is about them building off of what they've already established. Had a chance to see him do an interview with Nolan Smith. And the irony is Nolan Smith sounded great when he was talking, and he was talking about the trajectory that he's on and how, you know, he's becoming a much better pass rusher. These guys, for lack of a better way of saying it, they're smelling themselves right now. They're feeling themselves. And they have gotten a small taste of what it's like to be here in Philadelphia when you're winning football games. Now, albeit there's a lot of people who are real skeptical about what they've seen from this team because of the two teams that they've played. But you got to keep this momentum going, man. All that schedule law stuff, I ain't trying to hear none of that. You better go out and win another football game. You look good right now against two tomato cans. No question about that, but they're still NFL teams. You have to go out there, and you got to keep this thing going, man. And you got a great chance this weekend. This is a measuring stick for you.
It is a measuring
playing
stick.
Playing against a really, really good quarterback to let everybody know that you're not a flash-in-the-pan choke artist.
You know what this kind of game is? This is the one of those on the schedule where you look at it and you say, all right, if they lose, it's probably not going to change that much over the course of the season.
No, it's not.
But if they win, Like, this is the kind of game if 12-win teams win, right? Like, if the Eagles are a 12-win football team and they'll be in the mix in the season for a number one seed in the NFC, which I'm not anticipating, but it's possible, right? They have a chance if they keep playing good football. This is the kind of game you win. You go beat another team in the same realm as you.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
On the road, especially with the quarterback thing. I just keep coming back to the quarterback on Sunday. I think these teams have a lot of similarities. They have a lot of weapons around their quarterback. They have defenses that are not great, but probably improving a little bit. It comes back to the quarterback for me. And right now, I mean, we heard all day yesterday. We played a million different experts yesterday saying, yeah, Hurts isn't playing really that well right now. Meanwhile, I'm looking at Joe Burrow, 14 touchdowns, 2 picks, passer rating of, well over 100. That's the line of demarcation for me. It's why I'm not expecting a win. Do the Eagles have it in them? If their stars go off with AJ and potentially Jalen and Saquon, yeah, I mean, they could go win this game. They can make a play or two late and win the game. I'm just not sitting here on this Friday expecting them to go to Cincinnati as an underdog and win. That quarterback difference, it's there. I mean, Burrow has outplayed Jalen Hurts for this season so far. He's been better.
Oh, no question about it, man. He has been phenomenal. Joe, since he's been in the NFL, he's been on a special kind of trajectory. He's a special kind of quarterback, man, taking the Bengals to the Super Bowl, making them relevant because they had been irrelevant for a long time.
Yeah.
I know Ike don't want to hear that because he's from Cincinnati, but let's be honest, man.
Oh, no, they were irrelevant.
They were irrelevant. He's given the Cincinnati Bengals fans something to be proud of. He's a hell of a quarterback. And right now, even though they don't have the record that they would like, he's starting to play better, and he's a good quarterback. So for me and this young defense that's playing well right now, and I talked about Nolan Smith in the interview that he did with ESP, this is one of those games where you could be solidified, bona fide. People talk about you, say, okay, they might be legit. There's going to be some opportunities to get to the quarterback. Because if I'm not mistaken, the Giants played them pretty tough.
And it was a 17-7. They held them to 17 points.
Yeah, the Giants played them pretty tough. So, and the Giants have a good defense. If you want to be considered a good football team and a defense that's getting better, you got to go out there and you got to play against a good team and beat a good team.
Well, this would be the kind of game. Like, this is all the devil's in the details for this game on Sunday. If the Eagles go out there and they win, everyone's feeling like just on cloud nine Monday because it really solidifies what's gone on here the last couple weeks, which is the defense is improving, that the offense is kind of finding an identity, probably running the football a lot and keeping the Bengals off the field. If they go out and lose the game, again, I don't think it materially changes the season. This doesn't feel like one of the – it feels like a big game, like, wow. But it doesn't feel like one they have to have to get where they want to go. But, Hugh, if they win this game Sunday, you know what it is? It's like a little extra cherry on top. It's like, oh, wow, they've won 3 in a row now. They're 3-0 post the bye. They've really – you know what else it would say? It would say they're undefeated in the Sirianni – shaved head era. You realize that, right?
The Sirianni shaved head.
We're 2-0 right now. That's an era right now. That's right. The Sirianni era is 2-0. This thing gets to 3-0. Big things are happening. 215-592-9495. Are we starting here? Do you expect the Eagles to win on Sunday? Very simple. Now, we all hope they'll win. We all think they have a chance. I mean, they're not 7-point underdogs. They're 2.5-point underdogs. It's supposed to be a toss-up game. Do you expect the Eagles to go to Cincinnati and win the game on Sunday? I don't. I think they have a chance, but I think the quarterback difference is the difference on Sunday. And it's why I just – I Like, if it's a close game, you think Hurts is going to out-duel Joe Burrow?
I don't want that. I want... Damn. Yeah, I don't want that. But I think he can. He's done it. He's done it in the past. And but I don't want to have that feeling going into this game.
You want to run the ball. You want to run the ball.
If that makes sense. I want to keep it as simple as possible. And if we could dominate this game by running the football, then so be it.
Well, that's probably going to be the plan going in. Then we'll see how the game script goes. 215-592-9494. All right, a lot to do today, including a tri-day for a prize. We haven't rolled out a tri-day in a while. We're going to do that coming up. We got to get to a lot on this game, the class of the 2020 quarterbacks, including Burrow and Jalen Hurts. And would a loss be acceptable? That's all going to come up on the table. And on the other side, an interesting piece of audio from Shio Kapadia and how this game has to go for the Eagles to win. Kyle, what are you feeling here? Do you expect the Eagles to win the game?
I can't expect the I still don't really know what this Eagles team is. I don't really know what that Bengals team is. I don't know which team on either side is going to show up on Sunday. I do know this. I would take Joe Burrow over Jalen Hurts. In a heartbeat, I'd probably take Zach Taylor over Nick Sirianni. I don't love the idea that Fred Johnson's back for a second game versus Trey Hendrickson, who's a beast. We're on the road. It's just not a really good spot for the Eagles in this game, coming off two straight wins. I don't know if they'll be able to keep it going this week. So while I think that there's a very good chance they win, and I think the game could be close, I mean, the spread's like 2 points, I can't go into Sunday being like, yeah, I expect them to win. Like, I don't know how anybody realistically could do that.
Yeah, I felt, like, no doubt they were going to beat the Browns. I felt I didn't trust them last week, but I thought they should beat the Giants. Like, they just should have. I don't expect this as a win. Hope they get it. Don't expect it. Hughes expected. Where do you come down to?